Hey guys, welcome back to the Finding Your Freedom podcast. I'm so excited to have you guys here and to share today's episode with you guys. If you've been listening to the podcast since day one, since the beginning, and you like what you hear, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That just helps more people find the podcast. You know, around the world. So I'd really appreciate that. As far as my life right now and updates, just been going through a big transition and change, and super excited to kind of finally announce that I will be moving to Boston, working for McLean Hospital. And I'm really excited about that. As far as other things, you know, just dealing with quarantine, the ups and downs of that, and trying to stay busy on some other projects that I plan to keep working on in Boston and share with you guys soon. I also like applied for a modeling agency and I have an interview with them, so that's kind of fun. Yeah, I don't know what'll happen with that, but I'm excited, to see how that goes, and definitely will share more about that, and we'll talk about that next week because I have a great, great episode to share with you guys next week about body positivity and intuitive eating and why it is the best thing in the world ever, with the most amazing dietitian, Victoria Myers. So yeah, I cannot wait to share that with you and, you know, bash the patriarchy and bash BMI and body standards. And yeah, if anything happens with the modeling stuff, I plan to bring that fire into that profession. And yeah, I'm just had a presentation in one of my classes yesterday and they were talking about BMI, and that shit always gets me fired up, man. Always gets me mad. I'm just going to share this openly because, you know, you guys know my whole life now. But technically my weight right now classifies as overweight. And so many of my friends do too. And it's such bullshit. Those standards just they don't take into play a woman's body at all. And yeah, it just makes me really mad because I know friends who their doctors have told them to lose weight when they're like completely fine and just have like curves like women have. So yeah, you will hear more about that on next week's episode. Yeah, so for today, I'm going to be talking about making hard decisions and choosing growth. So if any of you guys follow me on Instagram or Facebook, or if you've been to my website and looked at my blog, I posted about kind of the decision to move to Boston and deny the PhD program and kind of my thought process with all of that. So I'm going to start this episode off kind of reading that paragraph to you guys and then kind of talk a little bit more about the backstory and just other times in my life where I've had to choose growth over fear and kind of where that has gotten me in life. So, yeah, I'll start off by reading you guys what I wrote. All right. You guys ready? I'll try not to get emotional. We'll see. This week, I made a really hard decision. I denied a PhD offer at Tulane to start over again, to leave my little home in New Orleans and to pursue a new dream of working at Harvard's psychiatric hospital, McLean Hospital, on research that I absolutely love. It's really hard to explain just how I've felt over the past week and the wave of emotions I've experienced in the past month in general in the wake of this change. I feel scared, overwhelmed, and also very excited for a new chapter in Boston, while simultaneously my heart is breaking to leave my little home, my safe place, and my community I've found in New Orleans. My heart breaks to leave my beautiful little apartment home, to leave my school, and to leave the city that welcomed me into its arms like an old friend. Most of all, it hurts to say goodbye to Tulane and the neuroscience department there. How much I've learned about myself and my life's purpose, the amount of growth I've experienced, and how much each teacher and friend in the program has touched my heart deeply these past few months is really hard to put into words. I've felt at home here with my fellow grad students, my fellow neuroscientists. Tulane was where I was supposed to be for this time. I knew it in my heart and my soul every minute here. In all of this, I still so deeply grieve the goodbye I wanted with New Orleans and the end of my master's that I didn't get to experience. I thought I would grieve that when this all first happened and it would pass, but no. It's been a constant longing since this has all started, coming in waves of sorrow that threatened to swallow me whole. And there is a lot of anger, too, for the last 2 months of my time here that were stolen from me. This is all along with the constant stress and fear we all feel around the state of the world in these times. I still struggle with accepting this reality and yearn for the life I had before. I'm sad every day for the way this chapter is ending, and my heart breaks for all that I leave behind. The next few weeks will be tear-filled, I know, as I finish up my master's at Tulane in a program that meant so much to me, with or without the corona virus they would have been. But the tears that fall now are different tears that long for an ending I will never get to have. With all of this grief, all I can be is grateful that I got to experience the most amazing 9 months in New Orleans at Tulane. I know immense grief comes from immense love, and I know I loved this place and this program more than I can put into words. Thank you, New Orleans. Thank you, Tulane. Thank you to my cohort. Thank you to my new friends here. Thank you to my lovely little apartment. Thank you to the professors who believed in me. Thank you to everyone and everything that made this place feel like home and helped me in following my life's purpose in neuroscience. This time will always hold a special place in my heart. Nola, you will always be home. In all of this, here's to making hard, gut-wrenching decisions in the pursuit of growth. Here's to choosing fear over comfort. And here's to another new beginning as I work towards creating the life of my dreams and learning as much as I can along the way. Just reading that just puts me so much in the feels, but I didn't cry. I'm trying to think back to when I first kind of started thinking this way. I think it was the end of 2018. I kind of had this shift internally of I could live my life in fear or I could live my life in growth, and I'm going to dedicate myself to growth, and growth is the most important thing in my life right now and, you know, possibly forever. It was like once I made that dedication to growth, every decision has been made from that place of, do I stay comfortable or do I grow? And this situation was just another one of those situations. I had the opportunity to stay at Tulane in a program that I loved and get my PhD here, or I had the opportunity to move to Boston and accept a job at Harvard exactly on the research I wanted, and you know, move to a new place, but have the opportunity to apply for MD PhD programs, which is what I really want to do in the future, and have so many more options. And it wasn't an easy decision. I think the whole time I knew what was right, but I had, for the past month, I had so much back and forth on the whole situation and the whole decision. And I think, too, I had a hard time because the job in Boston doesn't pay a ton. So I'm going to have to do something on the side for income. So that was also a piece, too, where there was a lot of fear with that. And I really just felt like the universe was kind of pushing me towards this dream job, and also kind of forcing me to go full in on my online business stuff that I've been wanting to create, and doing yoga teacher training and making money through that, and all the other things that are really important to me besides just neuroscience. So I think it was like this really big moment of up-leveling in that sense. And I think what helped me a lot in this situation is kind of thinking back to when I was making the decision to do the neuroscience master's program in New Orleans. And I can remember then just being on the cusp of that decision, and this feeling of, you know, when I leave and when I go to New Orleans, everything in my life is going to change. And I knew how much growth was going to come from this time, and I wasn't wrong. My life has profoundly changed in the past 8 months. It's just hard to even explain how much my life has changed. I came into this program having an interest in neuroscience, but not having any idea what the next step beyond that would be. And through this program, another time where I had to choose growth, kind of conquered my fears over MD, PhD, and realized that I wanted a life that was research, teaching, and treating patients clinically. And yeah, so I learned that from this program. I was able to, you know, live alone and work on my own personal development, launch this podcast, my blog, my website. Yeah, it's just been really crazy. And I think I've had the same feeling with this position and taking this job. Like, once I take this and I have this job that's just amazing, I'm just so excited for it. You know, it's working on research related to mental health and neuroscience, and specifically depression. And hopefully I'll get to work on my own project related to early life stress and how that affects depression. But there's also studies here on mindfulness, studies on using psychedelics for depression, on different receptors, using PET, just everything that I would want. And if you don't really know about neuroscience, this might all sound foreign to you, but I promise soon I'm going to do an episode about neuroscience, and it's going to be great. And also I'm going to post on Instagram and ask what neuroscience topics people are interested in, and hopefully people actually respond. This is an aside, but usually when I do those, I get like, I don't even know what to call them, influencer campaigns that are the main people that message me and are like, send me a message and we'll send you free merchandise if you're an influencer, which, you know, it's not really the point of the question. But anyway, getting back to the relevant story. I think from all of that in my experience, I know with this move to Boston and this new job and having to go full on with my online business stuff and offering my own unique content to the world and my own unique message, and kind of combining mental health and neuroscience and how I think I can help and serve others, which I have two course ideas that I'm going to launch in the summer or the fall that I'm so excited about, guys. They're going to be great. Just kind of using neuroscience to improve your life. And yeah, I can't wait. And they're going to be affordable, so, you know, anyone in their 20s can buy this and learn. And yeah, I'm really excited. Getting distracted. But yeah, I think I know how much my life is going to change and shift with this. And it's so interesting to be going through a transition like this during the coronavirus and with everything going on. And I think a lot of us are having the time to be honest with ourselves in ways that we're settling and ways that we're not really being true to what we want. So I think this is really a time where if you, I don't want to say use the time, like use it well. And I don't want to say that in a way of like, you know, if you're struggling, of course, just focus on taking care of yourself. Like that is number one. You can't figure out your dreams and your passions and what you want to do moving forward if you're not taking care of your basic mental health needs. But I think too, just with this time, it's allowing people, you know, one, to see what's most important, and then two, to see what's not working for them. Like I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and he was saying how he's been unhappy in his work for, you know, like 3 years, and knows exactly what he wants to do, but is like the old, he's like 30 something, but the whole, oh, it's too late, I can't do it. And that's not true for anyone. Even if you're 67, even if you're 84, it's not too late. At any moment, you can decide to pivot to something that's going to make you more happy. So I think that is really important. I'm trying to think if I should go more into when I shifted into this mindset. I think for me, I can remember distinctly reading, I'm going to read this quote to you that I wrote in a book. I can distinctly remember reading The Power of Now. And when I was reading that book, there was like a big shift in me. I'll read this to you guys. So I was reading this at the end of 2018 when I was really struggling and trying to figure out like what my dream life, what the life I wanted to create even was. And I was reading the beginning of The Power of Now. And I wrote, "You owe it to yourself to live the life you dreamed of. And no one, not even your family, deserves to take that away from you. You are indebted to no one. Only you will be the sorriest if you don't achieve your heart's desire." So yeah, guys, I mean, you're always going to know if you settled. You're always going to know if you're choosing comfort. You're going to know if you're letting fear control your life. You're going to know if you're not meeting your full potential. You know that. Your little voice is telling you that you're not doing that. So listen and make changes. And, you know, everyone can make that decision for themselves. But, you know, when I committed to a life of growth, I meant it. It means every decision I make about my future and I make moving forward, is this going to help me grow? Is this going to help me grow in terms of my career? Is it going to help me grow personally? And if it checks all of those boxes, I'm going to do it versus whatever the comfortable option is. And if you want your life to radically shift and change, start making decisions from that place. Because you're not going to get where you want to go by choosing things that feel comfortable, doable, easy, make sense. You're going to get to where you want to go by making decisions based on what's pushing you and allowing you to grow. And growth also, it'll look different for every person. What some person thinks isn't a decision that's going to help you grow may be a decision that really is going to help you grow. And I think a key moment with all of this for me was kind of driving across the country and back. And even though that didn't work out exactly how I wanted, I took a huge leap into something that involved a ton of fear. And, you know, since that trip, everything's been different. Since I came to New Orleans, everything's been different. I mean, I think that trip completely changed my whole life. And if I chose comfort, I would have just stayed on the Outer Banks. I would have not visited anyone. I wouldn't have grown. I wouldn't have figured out I loved neuroscience and that's what I wanted to do. So I hope you guys feel inspired, feel motivated, want to take time, you know, during this quarantine, take time today when you're listening to just write what does my heart want right now? What is not working for me right now? And be honest with yourself and start making steps towards the life you actually do want. It is not too late. You're not too old. You're not underqualified. You just have to believe that it is possible for you to do what you want to do. And that is it. And of course, there's obstacles and money and all of that stuff. But I really believe if you believe you're possible, you can make it work. It might mean loans. It might mean asking people to help you with money, depending on whatever whatever you're trying to achieve. But it is always possible. And yeah, I just really believe this. And I love seeing people that are committed to growth. I love helping people remove blocks in their life and helping others to grow. And I think too, if you commit to growth, you have to be ready. You have to be ready for all that it entails. Because I've wanted to listen to fear so many times. You know, when I'm making a decision, it goes back in my head and I'm like, well, you committed to growth, so you know what you're going to do. Even if fear wants me to stay comfortable, I know that I've committed to something that at times feels uncomfortable and feels hard and feels scary, but I'm committing to growing every day, every month, every year for the rest of my life and my career and myself. And I feel like when you commit yourself to that, you see everything in your life shift drastically. And I mean, that's what I want. I think we're all meant to grow. And I think, you know, growth is hard. You grow out of friends, you grow out of jobs, you grow out of your partner, you grow out of your city. And that's what happens when you commit to that. And even if it's hard, even if it's scary, I wouldn't for a minute take back my commitment to growth. It has completely changed my life with San Diego, with coming to New Orleans, and I'm sure now with going to Boston, that move will also completely change my life. So I hope this episode will leave you guys feeling inspired. And I know I've said this a couple other times, and I had a few people reach out about the free coaching. I just want to let you guys know the coaching is not going to be free forever. So if you want to get free help now for the next 6 months, like, perfect opportunity. If you want to get curious about things you want to change in your life and be really honest with yourself, then this is the place to go. If you don't want to be honest with yourself, then, you know, don't email me, because that's not going to work. If you're ready to be honest with yourself and see huge shifts in your life, in your career, in your relationships, in yourself, then send me an email. I would love to get on a Zoom call and set up, you know, weekly calls to talk about whatever you are experiencing and work from there. So yeah, send me an email. It'll be in the show notes if you're interested. And I promise I didn't do this just for coaching to do this. More just, I was really inspired when I made this decision. So I think there's a lot around kind of listening to your intuition and things like that, that make it seem like it's easy. And it's not, you know, making this decision, there was a lot of sadness, there was a lot of fear, and it wasn't easy, but it was the right decision for me to choose. And yeah, I would just love to help other people choose a life of growth. And, you know, I plan on continuing to choose my life of growth, and I hope you guys will follow along with that journey. But I love you guys so much, and thank you for listening to my podcast, to my story. I plan on doing more episodes kind of related to that and growth and fear and what you can learn by getting comfortable with your fears, by not avoiding your fears, but getting curious about your fears and working through them to live a life that feels too good to be true sometimes, that feels really aligned and really amazing And that's the life that I want for everyone. That's the life I'm creating. So I want you guys to be able to do that too. But guess that's all for today. I love you guys. Stay healthy. Take care of yourself. Send me an email if you're interested in coaching. And yeah, I hope you have a great day. And I hope this little quick life story, inspirational thing inspires you to commit to growth, say fuck it to fear, and live the life you have always wanted. Because you can, and you're capable, and you have unique gifts that the world needs to see right now. All right. Love you guys, and have a great Wednesday.